You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, that's us.
And good morning, Madison. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gorney, as you might have already been hinted at. Nice theme, you know. Very pleasant way to wake up in the morning.
Just ease you into your day, yes. Right?
Yeah. It's really great.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, we're making progress.
We are. We're getting through the week already.
Yeah. Kind of cloudy to start out today.
Is it?
Yeah. It's going to stay partly cloudy through much of the day. Highs around 73. Kind of getting cooler now. Right now, 61 degrees here. What does your Samsung WMDX watch say about things?
Well, it says that the sunrise should be at around 6:46.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can't tell whether it's cloudy or not.
I know.
Sunset about 6:52.
Okay. Yeah, days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
Fall is settling in.
I kind of like it this way, you know. Yeah. I have to take my dog out just before sunset. She knows it. She sees it. She knows she has to take me out.
Really?
So the earlier it gets darker, the better it is for me.
Mm. Good morning to our producer, Dominic Lee. How are you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Really? I'm going line dancing tonight again, I'm an excited, happy guy.
What a thing to look forward to.
Yeah, right.
Have you always been into line dancing, or is this just a recent
thing? This has just been a Madison thing. You know, when I was in Oshkosh, I never really got into it, but Madison really opened my eyes. That's why I love Madison.
Because of the line dancing?
Dancing only.
Okay. Country line dancing.
Yeah.
Correct.
You like that country music, eh?
I don't mind it. Yep. Yeah.
You got a big cowboy hat when you go line dancing?
I've actually recently just bought one, so I'll bring it in one time. And on the YouTube, if you guys are watching on the YouTube or Facebook, you guys would be able to check it out.
Yeah,
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yep.
What bar is this that has the line dancing?
Red Rock.
Yes. Right on State Street.
Yeah, just down the street.
And then I can go on the bowl, too. I mean, I know they have a big mechanical bowl there.
I watched that. Yeah. You know, Ann and I were downtown celebrating our anniversary. We walked over to the Red Rock, and the bowl started moving around.
Yeah.
And there's no one on it.
Really?
Yeah. It was just moving around. And I thought, well, that doesn't look too dangerous, too difficult.
Right. Mm. It's difficult. And let me tell you.
You've tried it.
I've tried it. And I'm a short guy. I can barely get on top of the thing. And it flung me off. It was scary.
All right.
Yeah. You guys should try it too. Maybe we go remote and we go on the,
I think you're looking at two people that don't quite have the joints for that anymore.
Right. Yeah. All right, well...
I don't know. You know, what a horrible thing to say about Madison. Well, line dancing, since I came here, line dancing is the thing to do. No.
Well, you know, for
that's
me...
That's not Madison to me. I have never thought of it before.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on if you like dancing in general.
Yes.
I think that's the cup
that's
of tea.
That's the way to go?
That's the way to go, at least.
Does your girlfriend enjoy that? Is she
loves
the one
it.
That...
She likes it more than me, which is... I'm starting to think maybe I don't like it as much as she does.
All right.
Doing it out of the kindness
trouble
of my soul.
Brewing there. That's okay.
Well, you know, there are a lot of different conflicting things going on here for me anyway. You know, country music sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of anthems tied together on the radio. I don't know why anybody would listen to this trash. It's nothing like classic country.
Right.
Nothing
That's
like
the thing.
It.
It's turned into top 40.
Yeah, it's just top 40 stuff.
With a country twang.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just awful stuff.
It's not like Willie and Waylon and the Boys.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. The Outlaws, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
George
you know,
Jones.
Hey, it's just something for you to think about. You know, do a little investigating. Understand what you're getting into. You're supporting a music that is rotten to the core.
Wow. Right. I can request songs. Maybe I will request something from Willie Whaley's and the Boys.
Definitely.
Maybe I'll do something like
definitely
that.
Definitely do it.
Yeah, yeah. See what that. Yeah.
See what.
See where
then.
That gets you. Yeah.
Everyone leaves. I don't know. Yeah.
They're not gonna like that. Let's see. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's gonna be back on the air tonight. You heard that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I got your text on that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. See wow. what that's all about. I wonder if that'll get big ratings. Yeah.
You know, I just love Sinclair Broadcasting. Yeah, they're so right wing, and now they're not going to play it. I'm wondering what kind of reaction there's going to be for their viewership.
Right.
Right. Because it's not like, you know, everybody is a conservative or a mega like Sinclair Broadcasting.
Mm. Well, yeah. Just have to wait and see.
You know, there's so many outlets that are so conservative mm-hmm. in this country. The liberals have never thought about having like a media organization, syndication, anything. You know, we're just sitting back watching Republicans do this left and right. Well, on the airwaves.
What do you think? Will Jimmy Kimmel have to apologize? Is he going to have to make a statement of some kind?
You know, I didn't think about that. No.
Mm-mm. I would doubt it. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to do that.
No.
But
I think it was summed up by ABC's official statement on that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that story in a few moments. I don't want to blow all the stories out, you know, mm-hmm. before what? 6:15?
Right?
We got to pace ourselves here. I did hear something that I don't have on the schedule, but I heard on the way in, and that is the Trump administration charging $100 million to get H-1B visas.
Right. Per company, right?
Per person.
No.
Per person.
Per person?
Yes.
I thought it was...
No.
A company like a, you know, certificate that you got.
No.
Now you can do that. No?
No. It's per person.
Oh, my.
And, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? And you're thinking.
So they get a license.
Is there a place that money's going? See, no one seems
Donald
to be.
Trump's pockets.
See, yeah. No one seems to be asking that one question. Well, where is that $100 million going?
Yeah. I don't know.
So and then I heard in the story that the smaller companies that can't afford $100 million,
right? Most of them. Yeah.
Yes, like most of them, are at a dramatic disadvantage to the larger companies that can afford it, pay it grudgingly, but can't afford it, will have a major advantage getting the best of the best at their corporations for $100 million. You know, again, we played, you know, Dr. Evil, remember?
Sure.
$1 million, right? Right. Okay, well, let's listen to that. And he also brings up, he's prompted to increase it. And what did he increase it to? Well, to what it costs now to bring him in.
Yeah.
Oh, billion. Okay, so here we are. We're sitting here, you know, thinking, well, this is Dr. Evil stuff, but it's reality now. It's reality. And all these companies are going to be put at a disadvantage because there are a lot of startups out there, a lot of companies struggling. They need the best of the best, and they bring a H-1B visa in. I'm not sitting here supporting H-1B visas. Mm-hmm. It's taking jobs away from those people here in this country who have the same training, have gone to the same colleges that the other people have gone to, and they're not getting the jobs. H-1B visas are taking those jobs. So anyway, it's something to think about. And who gets the $100 million, and where does it go? It's like the tariff money. Well, we know that's coming in, and they're bragging about how much they're getting, but where are we spending it? Where are we
Where does it go?
Where's the little piggy bank that it's going into?
The treasury? Where does it go?
What are they doing with the money?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And we're not asking these questions. What are you doing with it? You know, this is such a major political grift.
Well, Congress is supposed to be doing the oversight, but they're out of the loop completely on that. They can't track the money because it's not going to them.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. They don't have anything to do. They're bumping into walls. All they do is, well, should we pass a CR or not?
I don't know.
How many people can we get on here? You know, it's such a low bar for Congress at this point. They don't have to do nothing. And then, you know, someday along the way, you know, the Democratic president will come in and Congress will say, wait a minute, that's our job.
Yeah.
And the president will say, no, it hasn't been for quite a while.
Yeah. That's the way that rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to Would You Rather, because it's time to do that. So hit the thing and let's
do that.
Make it happen. It's a new open? What?
Wow.
It's time to choose something.
I'm liking the music, too.
And you
get to the topic immediately.
It's not a long yet.
No.
Catherine suggested it yesterday. She's like, you got to change that. All right. First question.
All right.
Would you rather, at the beach, would you rather go in the water or build something in the sand? So if you're in the beach, would you go in the water or build a sandcastle? What would you do?
Oh, I'm going in the water.
Oh, yeah.
I would build it. You wouldn't want to build a sandcastle?
Nah.
No?
Nah, okay. Don't get all that sand all over you, and you're in sandals, and you get it in your toes.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
it's all gritty. What would you do?
I think I would build a sandcastle. I love building moats around my sandcastle and making it amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well,
to each their own.
Second question. And you have to choose one for the rest of your life. Would you rather only drink hot dog water or bong water?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have an option. You do have an option. It's only those two options.
How many times have we actually drank the bong water there, Gordy?
Accidentally?
Yes, accidentally.
I'm thirsty. What's that?
Kind of slurp it down.
Yeah.
You know? I was wrong. I have to correct myself. $100,000 for these.
$100,000?
You were right on that. I think you mentioned it, Gordy. Yeah,
$100,000 per person.
Yes, per person. Yep.
For the visa,
and it's for the entire year.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's great. What a deal.
Okay.
I drink the hot dog water. The bong water is just ridiculously awful, and I wouldn't want to touch it.
Yeah, I think I would do hot dog water, too. I think I would do hot dog.
Very dangerous water.
That's true.
Really? Nitrites in it. You don't want that stuff.
So you'd go with the bong water?
No. No. I mean, it wouldn't be a regular... Did you say a regular thing, like every night?
Yeah, it would be like an every night thing. Maybe a glass of hot dog water, glass of bong water.
Wow, you might be starting a new trend in this. You know, you are going to influence Madison, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Country line dancing and hot dog water.
Okay. Did you close the book on Would You Rather?
We don't have time. We don't have time, you know? I don't like the outro, so.
Okay.
It's not my cup of tea.
Let's edit as we go along.
Yeah.
6:19. Coming back with more of John and Gordy on a Tuesday. WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy. We could, I hope, somehow get some of that... $100,000 thrown our way. I mean, if they don't have a real place to put it, like a bank account or something like that, and they have a little extra, why not support smaller media in this country and help us out a little bit, right?
Sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good idea.
Help the smaller companies.
Why not? We have partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 70s today. It's going to be a little bit on the cooler side right now, 61 degrees. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Let's go to the phones right now. Mark is on the line.
All right.
Good morning, Mark. What do you got?
Well, it's just another mob show. I mean, we're good old Holman just takes a bag of cash. I mean, they have him on tape taking the cash, allegedly, but he took the cash. And the Justice Department just drops it. I mean, and Trump is going to take his cut of whatever they're getting for all these fees because, let's face it, this is not a valid tax because Congress did not pass this increase in fees. I mean, that for them to step aside and not do their duty to the Constitution is pretty terrifying, actually, that just allowing Trump his free reign to do whatever the hell he wants. And the American people are going to be paying for this for a long, long time. I mean, for God's sakes, he talks about he hates everybody who's not, doesn't worship the guy. And that is just not what a president is supposed to do. I mean, look at the fact of the matter is Biden should have done exactly what Trump was doing. And he would have had, supposedly the same power that Trump has, but he did not do it because he actually honored his oath, which Trump is not doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just...
Well, somewhere along the way, Mark, somebody's going to have to step forward and do what Trump is doing, but in a beneficial way to the American people, push people around, do it. And Tom Homan, the border czar, taking all that money...
$50,000.
And,
cash in a bag.
Well, we have a story coming up later.
Yeah,
but screw it. He took the money, and of course a reporter asked Caroline Leavitt, "Well, is he returning the money?" And she says, "Well, he didn't take the money." Why don't you look into it? And it's like, no one can look into it because no one's released any information on this. There's no information.
Yeah.
And I was going through the thing, and apparently within hours of Charlie Kirk's death, they're already profiting off his death. They've issued coins already. I mean, the enameled silver round for Charlie Kirk is going at, it's 1 ounce of silver going at $99 a pop, but spot silver is $44. I mean, I looked that up yesterday. I mean, these guys, anything they can cash in, they will cash in on. And good old Stephen Miller gives his Joseph Goebbels speech that he probably just rearranged the word, translated into English and rearranged the words. He gives that as the memoriam speech for Charlie Kirk at his event down in Arizona. I mean, it is just...
What a tribute, I know, taking some of Goebbels' speech. Yeah, that was a big benefit. Of course, who couldn't recognize it? It was one of the most frightening speeches I've heard. We played it yesterday, and it was just scary.
And for a man whose Jewish ancestry escaped the pogroms of Europe, I mean, in Russia, apparently, and now him aping what Joseph Goebbels did to the rest of his family is just terrifying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why don't we play that Holman cut? Do we have time, I think?
I think so.
Let's play 164. Let's play that thing. Mm. All right. There's no facts.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. That's nice to know. But, Holman was recorded, of course, on audio tape, accepting the money from a fast food chain for $50,000. And get this, this is the part I loved. Yeah. Holman was drawn into the FBI case after a target of the investigation suggested in 2023, on his own initiative, that a $1 million payment to Mr. Holman could lead to lucrative federal contracts for border security work. Uh-huh. See, so they weren't even looking into Holman. This wasn't a setup for Holman. They were told to investigate Holman.
And 2023 was a full year before the campaign even started.
Yeah,
that's right. And Holman, of course, worked in the first administration doing border work as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for that call.
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy stuff. You know, no details released. You better do your homework on this.
And we've got an interview with Laura Ingram talking to Tom Holman, too. That's pretty amazing. We'll play that in a little while. Also, coming up after 7 o'clock, it's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Day two on that. More chances to win. Coming back with Idiocracy after the Midwest Food and Farm Report right here on WMDX. Good morning.
And good morning to you. We've got another segment, a huge segment of Idiocracy for everybody here.
That's right.
We're going to use our imaginations today as well.
92.7 WMDX. It's 6:35. It's cloudy out there this morning and kind of cool. 61 degrees, highs in the low 70s. Checking our WMDXradio.com poll.
Yes.
Are you planning to cut the cable to protest the network's bowing to the Trump administration? Leading the way on that is yes, but I'm still using streaming services. That's one of the selections.
That was my selection initially.
And right behind that is no, it hurts too many people working at the networks who had nothing to do with the company decisions. That's at 36%. And coming in third, yes, temporarily. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air tonight.
Yeah.
There's that. I don't know if that'll affect the poll numbers, but that's what they are right
now.
Yeah,
I was going to cut the cord from watching regular TV that was Hulu Plus. I haven't done that yet, but we're looking into it, and it'll happen. It'll happen.
Okay. By the way, if you were going to our website, WMDXradio.com, why don't you check out our Alzheimer's Walk, which is coming up pretty soon. It's happening on October 5th. And at Warner Park, and we need to raise some more money, so jump on that site, and it's the 2025 Walk to End Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 5th. You can join our team or just donate as you see fit there, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right.
Idiocracy.
Let's try using our imaginations here, okay?
Oh, okay.
I think this is fun. This is a daily show feature, and it's a very visual thing, but, you know, I'm thinking it could work on the radio, all right?
All right.
Let's play, and this is going to be cut 77. Remember when Trump showed Laura Ingram the Declaration of Independence behind the curtain, right?
Oh, it was a great day.
And
and he was showing her the Oval Office, and taking a little tour.
And Laura's reaction to it.
Oh, yeah.
And in this case, The Daily Show replaced that picture of the Declaration of Independence with the line drawing of a woman's body and the message sent to Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, so now instead of the Declaration, it's the Epstein picture, the birthday greeting. So just listen to the audio and picture that in your head, and Laura Ingram's reaction, and let's see if you can laugh.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that. I really do.
Okay.
I do like
that's
that.
Nice.
All right. Now, something a little you know, this is kind of fun. You know, Mehdi Hasan has his own own website, and they cover a lot of good news, and they're pretty point blank about their belief system over there. Mm. They're not going to take crap from anybody, and they're going to get to the heart of the truth there. So anyway, Mehdi Hasan's debate on Jubilee has been seen by so many people, but this is a segment I did not actually get. I didn't watch the whole thing. I think it was an hour and a half or like that, right? This is just fun to listen to. Let's listen to Mehdi Hasan, where he is grilled by a woman whose parents are naturalized citizens. Now, they're talking about immigration, okay? And her parents are the naturalized citizens. So okay. She's the first generation American citizen here. So listen to how this all unwinds here. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's great. You know, just she did not do well. And that's where it pretty much ended. Mm. But he's a great debater.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him do more.
Mehdi Hasan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
All right. Hey. I don't know how many people heard about the third boat being blasted out of the water by the Trump administration.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding.
I have not heard about that.
This happened a little while back, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, a week maybe. This is the political girl. Her commentary on it, it's a cut 146, and she tells the story.
Extra.
Here you go.
Mm.
Yeah. Pretty was that? Pretty astonishing. That is the political girl.
She oh, yes.
A lot of commentary.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know if this is getting as much cover as it should. The New York Times rebuked the Pentagon's reporter restrictions. Now, you might have heard about this. The Department of Defense explains it remains committed to transparency, but now requires approval before reporters can publish their stories.
Whoa.
They have to get it reviewed by the Department of War. All right. This update comes days after Trump filed a $15 billion lawsuit against the Times. This is what the Times statement said on this. Asking an independent journalist to submit to these kinds of restrictions is at stock odds with the constitutional protections of a free press in a democracy. And a continued attempt to throttle the public's right to understand what their government is doing. This is yet another step in a concerning pattern of reducing access to what the U.S. military is undertaking at taxpayer expense. Our journalists will continue to report the facts deeply and fairly. So they're not going to take a knee on this one.
No, stand up to it.
Yeah, they're restricted in walking through the Pentagon halls. they were able to do that before and just talk to anybody about anything in conversation, but they can't do that anymore.
Now they got to get a hall pass.
Yes. when you said that, I flash back to my high school days when I created my own hall passes.
Oh, those were the days.
And for some reason, they believed them. Yes, those were the days.
Yes. The days of easy forgery in high school.
The thing is, you know, every teacher had their own hall pass.
Yes.
So there were no standard hall passes. So I made my own thinking, well, they're going to think it's some teacher's hall pass. They're not going to ask any questions.
It worked.
And I was right.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, they eventually called me the Phantom.
The Phantom.
No, really. So I had the fake hall pass and I got the name The Phantom.
Do you have to do detention or anything? Or you get just...
No. I never got caught. Never got caught.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then after a while, I became a hall monitor. So full circle.
Wow. Well, those were the days. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
It is 6:48. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll reveal the keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Your chance to win cash and gold and the grand prize.
A Trump gold card?
No, that's not part of the deal.
Oh, okay.
Right. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for this Tuesday morning. WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX, the age of stupid, as we continue Idiocracy here on the program.
6:52, cloudy skies today, maybe a little bit of sunshine peeking through once in a while, but cooler, high of just 73, right now 61. Okay.
All right, let's finish off the Homan story. This is just fantastic. So, Border Czar Tom Homan took some money. $50,000.
Yes,
and to Laura help people get jobs concerning the border.
Mm-hmm. And Laura Ingram interviewed Tom Homan about all this $50,000 cash that he took.
It's caught on audio tape.
Yeah.
So it happened, and he wasn't initially a person of interest. Another person of interest referred him, saying, hey, you go to this Homan guy.
Check this guy out. Let's listen to Laura Ingram's take on this with Tom Homan.
All right.
Yeah.
because you can trust them now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Boy, oh, boy. I know that. That's your problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Hippies. Okay.
Sounds like a professional wrestling discussion.
Hit the music. You know, this guy's straight out of, what do you call it, central casting.
Yes.
You know?
I can mow death threats than anybody. I got security around me, but guess what? My kids don't. My wife don't. I haven't lived with my wife in months, so I don't want her to be here with all the threats. I got to sacrifice. Yeah. Tom Holman isn't going anywhere. Tom Holman is not shutting up. Tom Holman's going to keep doing. I love it when they go third person. You know, talking about themselves.
Yeah. They called Elliot Ness.
Yeah. We're making this country safe again.
Oh, my God.
What happened to the 50 grand?
Yeah.
Is it still in a bag in his closet?
That's right. He took it. He did take it.
Yeah. And, did he give it back?
And he has a business that provides jobs for Border Security. So when he took the $50,000, it was right up his alley. I mean, that's his business, not maybe taking bribes. But maybe it is.
But
maybe taking bribes is something, part of his big business there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's a thug, huh? Yeah, that was good.
Well, he was on with Bill Maher, too, and I haven't seen... I got to go back and look at that clip. But he's making the rounds.
Discussing the 50,000?
Well, we'll have to do some digging.
Amazing stuff, really.
Yeah.
All right, I got something here. Let me see. 58. Remember the story about... I don't want to do that, how about this? Remember, or not remembered, have you read the fact that politicians in Congress are worried about their safety now? They're getting a lot of threats, death threats, because what happened to Charlie Kirk, and now everybody's starting to worry about their own safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, wait a minute here. What about our safety? What about the American people's safety?
Yeah.
These guys are worried about their safety and being threatened and all that kind of stuff. We have to worry about being in crowds. We have to worry about being in movie theaters. We have to worry about our kids in school. We have a lot of worries about gun problems in this country, and yet our Congress is taking an interest in maybe protecting themselves after spreading guns nationwide and not doing a damn thing about it. Mm. House Republicans are proposing a $30 million safety fund that they can dip into and, you know, do something for their homes, have security around them, but not the American people. That's the part that really rubs me wrong. Incredibly, Wisconsin Republicans have withheld paying for additional police in Milwaukee for ages, for decades, because they don't like Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So they don't let Milwaukee protect themselves with an expanded police force, and that's why there's crime in Milwaukee. This is all created by Republicans not doing anything about the gun problem and increasing funding for police in all the big cities in the country.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
And it's not changing.
No, it's not changing.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, it's just irritating. It really is.
Coming up in our next hour, we're just a few minutes away from revealing our next keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold contest.
There's a certain level of excitement in the studio.
Tension is building. And, you know, you could win $200 cash plus gold jewelry. And when we reveal the keyword, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Also, that puts you in for the grand prize drawing of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. That's coming up. And also, we're going to talk to Jim and Sarah, our friends from the Madison Hearing Aid Center, get an update from them. That's coming up.
I think you should talk to them like a mobster and see what their reaction is.
Jim, Sarah, you got to work with me. Come on.
There you
Let's go. Come on. Do something for me, huh? I did something for you. Come
I'm scared now.
Okay.
It is 6:59 news straight ahead.
That's right.
Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
Big stories coming up.
WMDX. Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.